Relentless problems with the Jews go back for thousands of years. Here's an excerpt from The White Man's Bible by Ben Klassen. Unrelenting warfare between the parasitic Jews and their unfortunate victims. Antagonism goes back 5,000 years. Listening to today's Jewish manipulated news and propaganda, the overwhelming number of the American public have the impression that hostility towards Jews is merely a recent isolated phenomenon invented by Adolf Hitler. They have been told over and over that the Jews are sweet, kind people just like everyone else, only more so, and it is only because of the demented, paranoid prejudices of that wild man, Adolf Hitler, that the Jews have been unfairly picked upon for no reason at all. We are led to believe that before Hitler came along, there was never any conflict between the Jews and the rest of the world. Irreconcilable conflict. Nothing could be further from the truth. The conflict between the parasitic Jew and their long-suffering hosts throughout the civilized world is as old as history itself. That conflict is as basic as that between the pioneer mother and the rattlesnake I referred to in an early chapter. It is irreconcilable. It is a matter of life and death and will continue until either the Jews are exterminated or the white race is destroyed. The reason for this is inherent in the Talmudic religion of the Jews themselves, which regards all Gentiles as eternal enemies to be exploited, robbed, fleeced, and manipulated for the benefit of the Jews. How they do so is the subject of several other chapters in this book. Parasites of Civilization. In this particular chapter, we want to show that the Jews have been dreaded and detested parasites on the backs of civilized nations from time immemorial, that they have been thrown out of just about every civilized white nation in the world, not only once, but repeatedly out of the same country, or the same region, or the same city. From the mouth of the Jews. The evidence we produce here is not from biased Gentile sources, but on the contrary, is taken directly from the Jews' own records. Much of the information given here is derived mainly from Jewish encyclopedias, which were written by Jews, about Jews, and principally for Jews. In it we find that the Jews have been expelled, massacred, driven out, hated, and detested, or just about by just about every country and city that they have infested. This has happened not only once, but repeatedly, going back into history as far as the time they were run out of Egypt in the second millennium B.C., about 3,500 years ago. Although this was not necessarily the first, it is the first major Jewish expulsion history has ever recorded. Series of backlash. However, in this analysis, we are mostly concerned about the conflict between Jews and Gentiles in Europe. The attacks were spontaneous and can be numbered in the thousands in villages, cities, and countries. We find the attacks against the Jews at certain times ran in a campaign or a series and were given certain names. The Arm Letter Series, a name given to leaders of attacks on German Jews in 1336 through 1339, which were responsible for massacres in over 100 places in Alsace, Swabia, and Franconia. The Black Death Massacres. These ran partially at the same time, but over a wider area of Europe and a longer span of time. The Jews were accused, and rightfully so, of poisoning wells during the Black Plague and dropping diseased bodies into drinking water, and thereby spreading and aggravating the plague. Attacks took place in Poland, Spain, France, Catalonia, and northern Italy. In Germany alone, attacks took place in 350 places, while 60 large and 150 small Jewish communities were exterminated. Bogdan Chmielnicki was a Cossack leader, 1593 through 1657. In 1648, he headed a retaliatory uprising of the Ukraine. This resulted in the annihilation of hundreds of Jewish communities and the murder of hundreds of thousands of Jews, a contemporary source confirming that 744 Jewish communities were wiped out. The Jews refer to these as the Chmielnicki massacres. Hep Hep Riots, anti-Jewish slogan used during the riots in Germany in 1819, a cry originating from the time of the Crusades. Rindfleisch massacres, series of exterminatory attacks on Jews throughout Franconia and surrounding regions in 1298 after a ritual murder accusation led by a Bavarian noble named Rindfleisch. 146 Jewish communities were annihilated. Simon Petrula, 1880 through 1926, Ukrainian leader who, with forces under his command, 1918 through 1920, carried out 493 pogroms in which 16,706 Jews were killed. Besides these series, there were certain terms that the Jews used again and again in attacks on them, terms that are not ordinarily understood by non-Jews. Pogrom, an organized massacre for the annihilation of a community or a mass group of Jews. Ritual murder or blood libel accusations. One of the most abhorrent and depraved of religious rituals indulged in by the Jews over the centuries. This procedure is to kidnap some young Christian, usually a boy 6 to 8 years old, sometimes a girl, into a secret room in a synagogue. The victim is tied down to a table, stripped, and his or her body pierced with sharp ritual knives in the identical places the nails supposedly entered the body of Christ. The blood is drained into cups and drunk by the Jews as part of a Passover ritual. Okay, and this is my note here. It says, this is obvious what this is for. The symbolic ritual direction of the energy, human blood sacrifice to keep the lie of Christianity going and Gentiles under the spell. This practice still goes on today. There is always a high number of missing children around Passover time and other Jewish holidays. The Jews deny this bestial practice and refer to them as only accusations. The fact is that they have not only been accused of the same bestial practice since Roman times, but have been convicted of it and hanged, decapitated, and burned at the stake for this crime in practically every country of Europe, as we will see, and even in some of the Muslim countries. The murdered baby of Charles Lindbergh is alleged to have been a victim of Jewish ritual murder in recent times. After personally studying the case, I am convinced that it is true, since it certainly fits the pattern. Tenacious Jews keep coming back. We will note that in a number of countries or cities, the Jews were run out of, expelled, sometimes as many as 5 or 6 times. To the uninitiated, this raises the question, how could the Jews be run out of a certain city and then be expelled out of the same city again 20 years later? The answer is that the Jews are like cockroaches. They are the most tenacious race in history, and they always come back no matter how many have been killed, expelled, or how much they are detested by their host victims. They always come back, that is, if the city is fertile soil for their parasitic manipulations. We must remember that Jews are parasites, and parasites have to live on others, on a productive body. In the case of Jews, their best victim is a thriving white community. For the same reason, fleas will infest a dog again and again, or a house has to have pest control treatments every month to keep out cockroaches and other insect pests, so it is with the Jews. They always return to reinfest a productive community. Perpetual warfare. To show how widespread has been the Jewish infestation over the ages and how universal the hostility against them, we will review the fluid warfare between Jewish infestation and the Gentile attempt to rid themselves of these parasites. Our information is from Jewish sources themselves, and due to lack of space, represents only a small capsule of the total available. Ancient times, Egypt. Although the conflicts between the Jews and the host civilizations precede written records, the oldest major expulsion we have on record is when the Jews were driven out of Egypt because they had become insufferable. The date is approximately the middle of the 2nd millennium BC. Centuries later, the Jews came back in huge numbers and Alexandria became a center of heavy infestation. Grave riots against the Jews in Alexandria broke out in 38 AD and again in 66 AD. There were further disturbances by the Jews, which were suppressed with extreme cruelty. In 115 through 117, Alexandrian Jews were heavily attacked and their great synagogue burned. In 414 AD, the Jews were again expelled from that city. Asia. In Medina, a city in Arabia, Muhammad, who at first had been friendly to the Jews, in 622 AD either expelled or massacred them all, and no Jews have been allowed there since. Seleucia is an ancient city on the Tigris. Jews flocked into the city after the destruction of Aruleia and Hesynia. This resulted in a wholesale massacre of the Jews in 40 AD, but they came back. Byzantine Empire. Justinian, emperor from 527 to 565, adopted a thoroughgoing anti-Jewish policy, barring them from civil service, military posts, and any other positions of influence. This policy was adhered to in the ensuing centuries and is undoubtedly a major reason why the Eastern Roman Byzantine Empire survived the Western Roman Empire by 1,000 years. Rome. The oldest continuing Jewish community in Europe was established in Rome, with records dating back to 139 BC, but they undoubtedly were there much earlier. Cicero, the great Roman statesman and man of letters, recognized the Jews as an organized hostile element as early as 50 BC and frequently attacked them in his Senate speeches. Emperor Tiberius expelled the Jews from Rome in 19 AD, but they soon returned. Emperor Claudius expelled a number of Jews from Rome in 49 through 50 AD. In 116 AD, Emperor Trajan ordered a preventative massacre of Jews in Mesopotamia, since they were the cause of perpetual turmoil and uprisings in that area. As Roman conquest and culture spread over Europe, Rome was the original center from which Jewish loan bankers spread out of northern Italy and then went to the rest of Europe. Despite threats and vicissitudes against the Jews, the popes generally helped to protect the Jews from an outraged populace. Medieval Europe, dispersed from Rome. Spreading out from Rome and following the Roman conquests, the Jews spread over Europe. As civilization, industry, and commerce advanced to the individual areas and cities, the parasitical Jew followed and sank deep his tentacles into his baffled hosts. Dog and flea situation. Since we do not have enough space, the following presents only a thumbnail sketch of repeated Jewish invasions and the reactions of their beleaguered hosts, who never really knew how to deal with the Jewish phenomenon. Like the dog and flea situation, the dog wants to be rid of the fleas but never learned how to do it. Perpetual war. However brief, the following gives a representative picture of the eternal warfare between the blood-sucking Jew and the attempts of the white Gentiles in Europe to repel them. We will take the countries in alphabetical order. Austria, ritual murder. The 13th to 15th centuries were marked by serious persecutions. In 1420, as a result of a charge of ritual murder, all Jews in Austria were either burned, expelled, or forcibly baptized. They did not disappear, however, and in 1670, Margaret Theresa decreed another general expulsion. In Salzburg, the Jewish community was massacred during the Black Death outbreak, 1349, and again following a host desecration charge in 1404. They were expelled by the Archbishop in 1498. In the province of Tyrol, the Jews were accused of well poisoning at the time of the Black Death. As a result of a ritual murder charge in 1475, the Jewish communities in Trent, Rhin, and Linz were destroyed, and finally in 1520 all Jews were expelled from Tyrol. No stemming of the tide. There was a hostile but ineffective reaction to their return. Karl Luger, 1844 through 1910, who was mayor of Vienna from 1897, dismissed entrenched Jewish officials, introduced segregation into public schools, and took other anti-Jewish measures. However, it had little effect in stemming the Jewish tide until the Hitler Anschluss of Austria in 1938. England came with the Norman conquest. Jews first swarmed into England with the Norman conquest of 1066. They soon became oppressive tax collectors for the crown and monopolized finances, trade, and commerce. In 1144, the first ritual murder accusation was brought against them in Norwich, and Chaucer, 1340 through 1400, wrote about the ritual murder of Hugh of Lincoln in 1255. At the time of the Third Crusade, 1189 through 1190, there were serious riots against the Jews all over the country, accompanied by much bloodshed. Antagonism grew further because of their financial manipulations and chicanery, and they were finally expelled from the whole country by Edward I in 1290. In London, the Jewish headquarters, the Jews were well established before 1100. There was a murderous attack on the Jews at the time of the coronation of Richard I in 1189 and several more during the Barons' Wars of 1263 through 1266. The Jews in London faced ritual murder accusations in 1238, 1244, and 1276. Doors opened by Oliver Cromwell. Oliver Cromwell was the Jew Shabazz Goy, who opened the floodgates in 1655, and the Jews swarmed in again en masse. By 1696, the Jews had control of the Bank of England and have retained control of banking, finance, and government there ever since. France. Early infestation. The Jewish infestation of France began comparatively early, preceding 70 AD, and by the 9th century, France was the main center of activity of the international Jewish traders, called the Radonites. By the 11th and 12th centuries, the Jewish community in France became the most densely settled in the world. This produced a hostile reaction, and due to their nefarious practices, they were excluded from the crafts and trades. The Jews then more and more monopolized money lending and finance, strangling the commerce of the Gentiles. Ritual murder. Murderous attacks against the Jews became common after the First Crusade. As in many other countries, as they were expelled from one area, they moved into another area and soon back again into the original site. In Blois, the first ritual murder charge in 1171 resulted in 31 Jews being burnt at the stake. At the time of the Fourth Crusade, 1235 through 1236, a massacre of Jews in Brittany culminated in their expulsion in 1391. In the city of Carcassonne, the Jews were temporarily expelled in 1253 and again in 1306 and finally in 1394. After a ritual murder in the province of Dauphine, they were expelled in 1253 but returned in 1289. After 1305, a series of expulsion orders were enforced against the Jews in the province of Gascony, culminating in the general expulsion of 1394. Jews engineered the French Revolution. In the rest of France, a general expulsion had been decreed and forcibly carried out in 1306. For the next several centuries, the Jewish activities in France were subdued but flared up radically in the decades before the French Revolution, which the Jews engineered. After executing the king and queen in 1793 and plunging Europe into 20 years of fratricidal warfare, the Jews were fully in the saddle again. During the French Revolution, they systematically guillotined the French nobility and the French leadership. This extermination in the next 20 years of the Napoleonic Wars bled to death the cream of the French nation. France has never recovered. Germany. Intensive enmity. In no country has the warfare over the centuries been as bitter and as intensive as between the Jews and the German people, whereas countries like England, France, Spain, during the Middle Ages were more or less unified under one ruler and capable of expelling the Jews, more or less, out of the entire country, in 1290, 1306, and 1492, respectively, the fragmented Germans were never in such a position until 1871. By that time it was too late and the Jews too powerful and too well entrenched on a worldwide basis. During medieval times, when one German dukedom or principality would throw them out, they would just run to the adjoining territory, multiply, and soon be back. Never could any meaningful cleansing be effected throughout the German land. Nevertheless, the Jewish hatred for the Germans, and vice versa, was most virulent in the German states, and to this day the German people are the primary target of genocide by the International Jewish Network. The history of warfare between the Jews and the Germans is a long one, and we can only give a small fragment here. By 1090, the Jews had become so obnoxious and insufferable that the Crusades killed the Jews in the Rhineland, the area of densest Jewish settlement in Germany at that time. Jews intensified epidemic. During the Black Death epidemic, 1348 to 1349, the Jews were charged with spreading the plague by poisoning wells and dropping infected bodies in wells. In Germany alone during this time, attacks on Jews took place in about 350 areas, while 60 large and 150 small Jewish communities were exterminated. Many towns thereafter tried to banish the Jews for all time, but the Jews always returned, as we shall see. Middle Ages, continual warfare. In Breslau, the Jewish community was wiped out in 1349. In 1453, an accusation of host desecration led to the killing of 41 Jews and the banishment of the rest. In Koblenz, the Jews suffered persecutions in 1265, 1281, and 1287, and from arm letter attacks in 1337. The Jewish community was wiped out during the Black Death massacres of 1349, but they returned by 1356 and were again banished from the entire province of Trier in 1418. Jewish activity in Dresden was first recorded in 1375. By 1448, they were run out because of their activities of counterfeiting coins and aiding the Hussites. Jews monopolized finances. The Jewish community was expelled from Dusseldorf in 1438 but returned late in the 16th century. Despite anti-Jewish riots in Erfurt in 1221, the Jewish community continued to develop until the Black Death massacres of 1349, when the survivors were banished. They returned in 1357 and were run out again in 1458. The Jewish community in Frankfurt am Main was annihilated in 1241 and again by the flagellants in 1349. The Jews in Frankfurt monopolized money lending and finance in the Middle Ages, and even today Frankfurt is one of the world's most important Jewish financial centers. The Fetmilch riots in 1614 led to a temporary expulsion, and the War of 1796 resulted in the destruction of a large part of the Jewish ghetto in Frankfurt. Black Death massacres. In the city of Halberstadt, the Jews were run out in 1493, returned in the next century, and again driven out in 1594. The Jews' main activity in the city of Leipzig was money lending. They were annihilated in the Black Death massacres of 1349, but others returned. The Jews in Mainz were expelled as early as 1012, but soon returned. Hundreds were killed by the Crusaders in 1096, despite the bishop's protection, but others soon returned. A series of massacres ensued at the time of the Black Death, 1349, but the Jews kept coming back. Expulsion edicts were issued in 1438, 1462, and 1470 and 1471. Rindfleisch massacres. In Nuremberg, where the Jews had settled in the 12th century, their main activity was also money lending. The Jewish community was destroyed in 1298 during the Rindfleisch massacres, when 728 Jews were killed. During the Black Death massacres, 1349, 562 were killed and the remainder ousted. Due to their insidious money-lending intrigues, they were again expelled in 1499. Court Jews manipulated rulers. Jews were present in the area before the German state of Prussia was even formed. When Friedrich William became the Grand Elector, Jewish power expanded rapidly. They became court Jews, money-lenders, mint masters, army purveyors, and the aristocracy of the community. Returned repeatedly. In the ancient and beautiful city of Rothenburg, the Jewish community was destroyed during the Rindfleisch massacres of 1298, was renewed and again destroyed in 1349. The Jews returned, again were repulsed in 1349. The Jews again returned, again were repulsed in 1397 after massacres. They returned again in 1402 and were driven out in 1520. Charged with well poisoning. In 1348, in the city of Stuttgart, the Jews were burnt on charges of well poisoning and spreading the Black Plague. There were a number of expulsions in the succeeding centuries. The story in Trier was similar. The Jewish community was destroyed in 1349, infiltrated back in a few decades, was again driven out in 1418, and returned in 1500. Always returned. The above pattern can be repeated in just about every German city, every German state. Wherever the Jews settled, they became obnoxious parasites and were driven out time and time again by the outraged populace. But they always returned to sink their tentacles in deeper. They learned from their previous mistakes and became more cunning in neutralizing the community they set about to exploit and strangle. 30 Years' War instigated by Jews. Toward the close of the Middle Ages, most of the German cities had repeatedly banished Jews, but they always returned in larger numbers. The fratricidal 30 Years' War, 1618 through 1648, over Christianity pitted Catholics against Protestants. It was provoked and instigated by the Jews, destroyed 65% of the German population and 80% of the buildings and property. It left the German nation in shambles, more fragmented than ever into small, jealous, petty states. It set the German nation back perhaps 300 years, but, as usual, the Jewish position greatly benefited thereby. The fragmented, impoverished states turned to the Jews as moneylenders. Many of the key positions were filled by court Jews, military purveyors, financial advisors, tax collectors, money lenders, and many other vital areas. Jewish power and infestation grew until the Hitler era. Jewish power and infestation grew until the Hitler era. Poland. Heavy infestation of Khazar Jews. The Jewish infestation began in the 9th century and was reinforced by aggressive Khazar elements at the time. Despite pogroms, massacres, and expulsions, the Jewish infestation increased until in the 19th century, and by the first part of the 20th century, Poland had the largest Jewish population, percentage-wise, in the world. Chmielnicki Uprisings. Ritual murders by Jews brought retaliations in Posen in 1399 and in Krakow in 1407. Students in Krakow began anti-Jewish riots in 1401, and attacks took place in Krakow, Lvov, Posen, and elsewhere. They were driven out of Warsaw in 1483, out of Krakow in 1491. The Chmielnicki uprisings against the Jews, 1648 through 1649, destroyed hundreds of Jewish communities. Economic restrictions against Jews, pogroms, and ritual murder charges were recurrent throughout Poland. Thousands were killed by the Hajmak disorders of 1768 in the Ukraine. Jews constituted 50% of the urban population. After 1815, the bulk of Poland was under Russian rule and its Jewish history continued under Russia. In 1828, Jews constituted 50% of the urban population of Poland, making it the most heavily Jew-infested country in the world. Looking at the reaction in some of the major cities, we find a Jewish pogrom occurred in Bialystok as late as 1906. In the city of Kalisz, there was a whole series of persecutions beginning in the 14th century. In 1656, the Jewish community in Kalisz was destroyed by Polish general Czarnecki. In 1399, a host desecration charge in Posen resulted in the killing of a rabbi and 13 elders, and anti-Jewish outbreaks occurred there in 1468, 1577, and 1687. Jews living in Warsaw were persecuted in 1454 as a result of Italian Franciscan preacher Capistrano's incitement and were expelled out of the city in 1483. Jews monopolized grain trade. Jews settled in Pinsk in the 16th century and soon monopolized the grain trade. Jews suffered severely in the Chmielnicki massacres of 1648 and 1649, and also the Swedish Wars of 1700. Nevertheless, by the beginning of World War II, the population of Pinsk was 70% Jewish. By 1939, there were 360,000 Jews living in the city of Warsaw, one of the highest concentrations in Europe at the time. Russia. Intense hatred, huge Jewish population. The hatred between the people of Russia and the Jews is one of the most intense in the history of the universally detested Jews. Before World War I, Russia had 5,600,000 Jews within its borders, the largest total concentration of Jews in any country in the world up to that time, being only later exceeded by the Jewish population of the United States at the present time. 90% of today's Jews are of Khazar descent. Part of the heavy Jewish infestation was due to the Khazars, a rapacious Turkish tribe that had built an empire between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea and extending northward into the middle of what is now Russia. The Khazars converted to Judaism under King Bulan in the 8th century AD. It is estimated that 90% of today's Jews are descendants of the Khazars rather than Palestinian Jews, although either is equally vicious. And I want to throw in something here, my own note. This was written a long time ago. The Jews carry, and most people in the Joy of Satan E groups know this, members, that the Jews carry they're an alien soul, and they carry a reptilian gene that Gentiles do not. And this is also called the Cohen gene. They can be identified as Jewish by their DNA. And like I said, they're a race within all races, not just the white race. They're a race within all races, and that's their power, because a lot of people, they think, you know, oh, well, that's just another white person, or, you know, this is just another Chinese or something. That's not the case. They can be identifiable, and we'll have something coming out soon how to identify non-white Jews. But what I'm trying to say is they're a race. You don't say, like, well, I'm a quarter Presbyterian, or I'm half Catholic, or that sort of thing. Okay, now getting back to this. Conquered by Yaroslav. In 1083, Russian Archduke Yaroslav conquered the Khazars and incorporated their kingdom into Russia proper. Little did the Russians realize that the virulence of the plague that they had assumed to assimilate. The real warfare, however, did not begin until the 16th century. In 1563, 300 Jews were drowned at Polostok and Vitalisk. In 1648, Bogdan Chmelnicki headed a rebellion of Cossack and Ukrainian masses against Jews and Polish landowners. This resulted in the annihilation of hundreds of Jewish communities, one Jewish source claiming 744 Jewish communities were wiped out and hundreds of thousands of Jews killed. The Jews have termed these as the Chmelnicki massacres. Jews expelled from the Ukraine. When the Ukraine was annexed to Russia in 1667, the Jews were expelled from the Ukrainian territory. Clauses prohibiting the Jews from visiting Russia were inserted in treaties signed by Russia with foreign powers in 1550 and 1678. Expulsion orders were issued in 1727, 1738, and 1742. In 1753, a total of 35,000 Jews were driven out of Russia. In 1762, Catherine the Great permitted aliens to live in Russia, except Jews. In 1791, by decree, she limited Jews to a restricted area called the Pale of Settlement, and then they could live only in the towns of that area. And another thing, a lot of Jews, this Pale of Settlement, I'm just throwing something in here, a lot of Jews, I mean, it's not all. I know there's some idiot Gentiles that use this expression, but they say beyond the pale. In other words, that's a Jewish expression. In other words, they were segregated in the pale, and they say, well, that's beyond the pale. I mean, there's certain things to know about them. And another thing I want to throw in here, in spite of all the stuff they've been massacred, and all kinds of stuff as I'm reading here, and this isn't all of it. This is just in Europe. Basically in the white countries. Adolf Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf that the Jews have not only survived intact through all of this, which is, I mean, it's extremely unusual, but they've also survived intact in character. They've never changed. And you take like the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, I don't know how many, the Hittites, they're all gone. And the Jew has survived intact, not only the way they are physically, but in character. And this shows they're an alien soul. They are not, their soul is not the same as ours. Okay, Jews not assimilable. Tsar Alexander I expelled 20,000 Jews from the province of Vitebsk and Mohilev in 1824. Tsar Alexander II attempted to assimilate and to Russify the Jews, but without success. In retaliation, he was assassinated in 1881 by Jewish revolutionaries. The Russians reacted with new pogroms, regarding the Jews as a subversive element to be kept apart from the village population and enacted by the May laws. In 1891, the Jews were run out of Moscow. Jews foment revolution. Hostility and warfare between the Russian people and the Jews accelerated, reaching its climax with the Bielis case, 1911 through 1913, on a ritual murder charge in Kiev. The Jews were highly organized for revolution. In 1905, they attempted a revolutionary overthrow of the Russian government but failed. Revolution successful, communism established. During Russia's involvement and defeat in World War I and the subsequent Jewish communist revolution, they were, however, overwhelmingly successful. The Jews shot the Tsar, threw all of Russia into a revolutionary turmoil, and in 1917 established a communist Bolshevik government completely under their control. In the ensuing years of turmoil, revolution, and famine, the Jews took vicious revenge and murdered over 30 million white Russians, thereby exterminating the best elements of the Russian population. Therewith, they destroyed any existing or potential Russian opposition or leadership, as they had done in France 125 years earlier. Jews firmly in control of the largest slave labor camp in the world. Today, more than 60 years later, the Jews are still in firm control, having established the most fiendish and brutal slave labor camp in the world. The Jewish Encyclopedia cites long lists of cities and areas in which pogroms, expulsions, and massacres occurred, but the list of events is too massive to record here. Spain. Jews betrayed Spain to Arab invaders. Jews entered Spain as early as the 6th century BC, coming in with the Phoenician traders. From 612 AD, a relentless warfare ensued between the natives and the Jews, marked by sporadic outbreaks and massacres. The Jews helped the Arabs invade Spain in 711 by betrayals from within. For several centuries, the Jews prospered under the Arabs, and Spain became the foremost Jewish center of that time. In the Christian part of Spain, Jews became tax collectors and court Jews, and soon controlled both the government and the economy. The infestation became so flagrant, 20 to 25% of the population were Jews, and so oppressive, the Spaniards reacted. Muslims expelled Jews. In Granada, in 1066, while still under Muslim rule, the Jews were attacked and expelled. The Jewish community reestablished itself, but was again uprooted by the Almohades, Muslim, invasion in 1148, and Jews were either expelled or converted to the Muslim religion. In Cordova, Jews were also expelled or converted by the Almohades in 1147. Marranos, false Christians. In the Christian part of Spain, a wave of massacres against the Jews swept the country in 1391, especially in Cordova, Granada, Segovia, and Seville, and many of them became baptized Marranos, openly professing Christianity but remaining secret Jews at heart, loyal to the Jewish race and religion. Sought control of Catholic Church. Soon these false Christians began acquiring control of the Catholic Church itself. Along with the real Jews, they now controlled the church, the government, and the economy, and dissolution, turmoil, and rot ensued. And I also want to add to this here, they've always controlled the Catholic Church. Okay, this is nothing new. He's talking about Spain here. The Catholic Church, which is the original Christian church, was established by the Jews as the Judeo-Christian Bible. It's never been anything different, and don't ever be fooled or duped into believing that, oh, well, this is just a recent phenomena or whatever, or the Catholic Church was originally Gentile, because it never was. It's Jewish all the way through, and what it is, it's just like the KGB. Nothing different. Spaniards institute the Inquisition. When the Spaniards again woke up to the fact that the Jews were the cause of their misery, they again reacted. Under the leadership of Ferdinand and Isabella, the Inquisition was instituted to ferret out the disguised Jews parading as Christians, known as Marranos. This process went on simultaneously, while the Spaniards were fighting an all-out war to drive Mohammedan Moors out of Spain. In this war, the Marranos and the Jews were perpetually betraying the Christians in favor of the Moors. Further massacres of the Jews broke out sporadically and in many cities. Okay, and I'm just adding here, please listen to the article on the Inquisition. It's on MP3, because this proves, too, the Jews actually were the inquisitors. And they do persecute their own. It's just like Joseph Stalin in the Soviet Union, the Jews persecuting Jews over there, and they threw a bunch of them in the Gulag as well. But I'm just stating that they persecuted mainly Gentiles. So be sure to listen to that. It's important because all this, after reading all this stuff for like more than 15 years and studying, it's just repeated and repeated and repeated. It's the same old thing. And the problem is, and I understand a lot of people don't have time to sit down and read and read and read stacks of books. I mean, in my life I've read over 10,000 books, and I read constantly and also meditate and such, but I'm just saying that at least you can listen to this in your car or on your headphones, what have you, and it's easier. But the same theme, like they say, history repeats itself. It's the same old thing. It's the same old thing. You got the Inquisition, the Catholic Church, the KGB, the USSR, all of that. It's the same old. It's the same face. It's the names, and the faces change, and it's still the same Jews. I mean, that are running this, and it's the same old thing. Okay, getting to the end here. Spain expels Moors, Jews in 1492. Finally, in 1492, after 10 years of warfare, Ferdinand and Isabella succeeded in driving out the Moors and uniting Spain. That same year, they decreed that all Jews were to get out of Spain by August 1st. This was carried out with resolution and determination, culminating in the largest mass expulsion of Jews up to that time. Having rid herself of the Jews, the history of Spain then blossomed into what is known as its Golden Age. For the next 3 centuries, Spain prospered. She was the leader in colonization and worldwide expansion in the New World, the Philippines, and elsewhere. And I also want to add here, after the Jews were kicked out of Spain and Western Europe, that's when the Renaissance came in, and Europe advanced in the sciences, the arts, everything. Europe started to flourish. And then the Jews headed east to Poland and Russia, and that's where they established communism, and just the suffering in those countries from Gentiles has just been horrendous. Satan even told me that. He said it's just beyond the imagination, and he even showed high priest hooded cobra some things that, I mean, it's enough to make you vomit what the Jews have done to people, and they've just ruined Russia, and Russia's still having a hard time getting out of there. And, well, at any rate, stranglehold on Spain. However, the tenacious Jews marked Spain for economic strangulation and revenge. By the 1930s, they were powerful enough to tear Spain apart again. They fomented and instigated a terribly destructive fratricidal civil war that left Spain in shambles. With the help of Hitler and Mussolini, that war was successfully resolved against the Jewish communists, with Franco heading the new fascist government. Conclusion: Jewish menace as old as history. From the foregoing short history of the Jews, we have overwhelming evidence that the Jewish problem was not invented by Adolf Hitler in the 20th century, but on the contrary, that the Jews have been a vicious parasite on the backs of civilizations for hundreds of years. Since such parasites concentrate on preying on productive peoples, they have been a curse and a burden to the white peoples far more than the non-white peoples.